Republican candidate Kelly Green was raised in the Oswego area of the 21st Congressional District. She holds business and theological degrees and has never run for office until now.
Some people would say you have to be a little bit crazy to do it, but actually I worked, you know, on many other campaigns for about 8 years and was getting more and more interested in running myself and had moved home and had watched this particular race when it was District 23 in the last couple of election cycles with a lot of interest. I thought, well, you know what, we need a lot of change in this country. We have a lot of issues, and I think that I am a little bit of a fresh perspective. And the idea that you can't run because you don't have money or you don't have this or you don't have that, I think we've been lulled into this sense that it's only the millionaires. But I'm not a millionaire. In fact, I've had a really bad couple of years like everybody else. This economy has really, really affected me. I understand how hard it is to pay bills and put food on your table because I'm right there with everybody else. But the excuse that we all use is, well, I can't run because I don't have the money. I said, well, I have no money to run. And I got into this race and said, I'm just going to have faith that we're going to figure it out and do the grassroots thing. And honestly, we have proved that you do not need to be a millionaire to run this race. It's more about the message and getting out there. I have fantastic volunteers. We're just working really, really hard, and it's been great.
You are in the race, but rather than immediately facing a Democratic opponent,
right,
you are in a primary in a Republican race.
Mm-hmm.
How has that changed your strategy and your tactics?
Well, you know, I think we should have primaries. I wish there was actually three or four of us running in this primary, because then I think the voters would have a really good choices. And usually when you have more choices, that's not a bad thing for us, the people. And I think people should do that. But, you know, it really hasn't changed my strategy, because what I got in for was the people. I am a Republican and I'm a conservative. Besides those principles that I espouse, I'm tired of the party system and this line in the sand and the left versus the right. The Constitution was pretty clear that it was supposed to be a representative of the people from among us. It didn't say anything about Republican or Democrat. It said somebody who represented the people. And I've made a very strong commitment that I am running to represent everybody. Even those people who don't like me and don't agree with me, I still want to hear from them. I still want to talk to them. I've gone out and talked to Democrats, which people are like, well, they can't vote for you in the primary. And I'm like, yeah, but there's still people in this district. But I'm not pandering to them either. It really hasn't changed my strategy, back to your question, because I'm running the same against Matt Doheny as I really will be against Bill Owens. Of course, the opponent changes, so you're going to be talking maybe about the differences between the two candidates, which would be different. But I'm not running against anybody, necessarily. But I'm running for the people, and I'm running for our district and for this country and on the issues that I believe in, which is a little bit of a different tone than just going after and attacking the other guy. I want people to know where I stand on the issue so that they can make a decision about whether I am the person that they want to represent, not just why I think I'm better than the other guy.
When you take a look at what's going on down in Washington, a lot of people have reservations about getting into a race for Congress because of the animosity that is going mm-hmm. on down in the House.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did that give you any pause at all?
Well, I do jump out of airplanes for fun. So I think you have to have a little level of craziness to want to go to Congress, just like you do have to jump out of an airplane. That is a big part of the problem that we have in Washington as a whole. It's gridlock. Why aren't they getting anything done? I mean, let's just talk about the Social Security issue for a moment. All they do is fight over and over and over. And every year that they do nothing, they add another $1 trillion to the problem. Hello, we can't continue to do nothing. Why on earth, when businesses can sit around a round table with all these different proposals for, I don't know, a new product, don't tell me you can't come up with an answer. They're not trying. That's the problem. That's the root of a lot of our problems in Washington, is that it's all an agenda for the party system.
But as a freshman Republican, how would you break through that gridlock?
I'm going to vote my conscience, not necessarily my party. Everybody's like, oh, you're going to be strong-armed. I'm like, that's not happening. I'm a pretty strong woman. You know, you don't get strong-armed. You don't let that happen. Maybe that's what we need. Maybe we need somebody who's willing to stand up and say no. And I'm tired of the pork barrel projects. If I can't read that bill, by the way, if it's 5,000 pages and they give me one day to read it, I'm not a speed reader. No, that's not enough time. If you can't read it and make an informed decision, you should be voting no. Even if it's a good bill, you need time to review it and read it. So I think it is going to be tough as a freshman.
Kelly Green, coming back to the new congressional district, what are the issues that you see most impacting the new district?
Well, I think what's affecting our district is what's affecting the country. The number one issue is jobs and the economy. And everybody around the country is saying that. And certainly, you know, if you look at our district, even the old District 23 and now the new District 21, let's think back 30 years ago. We were losing jobs then. We were losing them 20 years ago. We didn't just start losing them when the economy tanked. We've been losing them for a long time. And unfortunately, it doesn't matter who's in office, they haven't really done much about it. I think that one of the things that we need to do is look at what we've got and natural resources and other infrastructure that already exists. And one thing that I think has been seriously overlooked is that port in Ogdensburg. We have a port in our district. Why are we not moving containers in and out of that port? We really need to be investing in rail infrastructure. And what about telecommunications infrastructure here in the North Country? Because there are some places you cannot get cell phone coverage. Forget the transportation bill. Let's call it an infrastructure bill. And let's look at putting money into everything from telecommunications infrastructure and high speed, you know, internet. Let's focus on those things that we know that there's a return on investment that attract businesses. And when we get businesses back, guess what? We get our money back in tax revenue. So these are the kind of return on investment that the government really hasn't done. There's a lot of things that we can do for the economy. And that is the number one thing that I'm running on.
Kelly Green, you're running for Congress in one of the largest geographic districts in the country. What's it like traveling around it?
Trust me, the pain at the pump, I'm feeling it. But, you know, it's also one of the most beautiful districts. You know, I've seen a bald eagle for the first time in my life driving through the Adirondacks. I mean, it dive bombed me. He was just so beautiful, majestic. I had to, like, pull over and just look at him. He just sat there in the trees and looked at me. And I thought, how blessed are we that we live in this area, and it's incredible.
Conservative Republican Kelly Green faces Matt Doheny in Tuesday's primary for the new 21st District, which will replace the current 23rd District, represented by Democrat Bill Owens. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.